This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week as well on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Pretty good, Mike.
Phil's going to turn this around, going to win the series? What do you think?
Well, I think they get it back to Game 5. I'm all in, man. That'd be really cool.
Oh, Game 5 of the bank would be great. Would be great. Mike, so we had a back and forth a couple of weeks ago about the Eagles offense, and you positioned it as they were having trouble, but it was still very early, new coordinator, all that sort of stuff. We're two games later with, again, two sort of iffy offensive efforts, at least in my perspective. I guess my question is now with five games in the rear view, where do you see it in terms of the, like, it is early? Is it at a point now where we can start really wondering what is going to come together and what isn't?
Is there concern? Is there a reason to worry offensively? I think the answer today is yes, just like it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And I think what you want to see is some progress over time. I look at it, and the big picture to me is, when Jordan Mailata is concerned about the operation at the line of scrimmage, and, we talked a little bit about that last week, and, the biggest play of the game last week was the negated Devontae Smith back shoulder catch for 30 yards or whatever it was. I think that cost them the game, the penalty on that play, two men in motion. It drives me crazy. You can control those kinds of penalties. The pre-snap penalties, the two men in motion penalties, it's one thing to get a holding. These other kinds are totally unacceptable. So to me, it's got to get back to a little bit of what Mailata said, which is let's get to the line of scrimmage early. Let's get set. Let's get all 11 on the same page. No penalties. Let's not be rushed. No more missed assignments. The execution is the other thing we talked about last week, and they're really still struggling with a lot of O-line things and pass protection issues, and especially against, because what every team is doing now are kind of the fire zone blitzes, show seven, which four or five are coming. Or drop a defensive end out and bring a linebacker. There are too many free runners. And again, to your point, week five, do I want to see these things? Absolutely not. But I do believe in Stoutland. I do believe they're going to get that all worked out. And I do believe it affects the quarterback because you lose some trust in your pass protection. So that's kind of a long way of saying it. Yeah, of course. I watch the tape every week. I'm very concerned. I feel like 26 has got to touch the ball more than once or twice in the second half, regardless of you know, what's happened on defense. And I do think on a short week against a division foe, they got to get this thing back to the fundamentals, and they got to look like an efficient offense tonight.
Mike, we would all agree Nick Sirianni is a good head coach. Jeff Stoutland is a great offensive line coach. We don't know too much about Kevin Petullo at this moment, but all of the things that you talk about, from the things that Jordan has said to the things that you're saying, from the penalties to not getting to the line, it all makes everything feel more disjointed than I think I would have expected for a team that is well coached, that has played together for so long. So does that sort of stuff, does that go back to coaching? When you talk about penalties, when you know stupid penalties that you can control, or as I said, not getting to the line, those seem like fixable things. Why would you guess that there are so many of those right now?
I think right now, offensively, the fundamental point about getting up to the line of scrimmage and being ready to go with no doubt in your mind is real. Okay, part of that is the offensive coordinator, who's new, never been a play caller, not being in doubt. And I had a conversation with somebody, a former player, today, as a matter of fact. And what we talked about was you don't always have to get to the great play, but what you have to do is get me out of the bad play. That's what audibles and kills and all those things at the line of scrimmage are really for. Like, get up there, and if it's a bad play, let's get out of it. But if it's not, let's go. It doesn't have to be perfect every time. And I think with the new offensive coordinator, sometimes they're always looking to get that extra edge, to get the perfect play in there. And I'm like, no, let's just get the play in. Let's get everybody ready to go on the same page. The Eagles have more talent than most teams in the league. And, I mean, the way I look at tonight, in all honesty, I just kind of look at this thing as let's get to the line of scrimmage, get everything off cleanly. Let's eliminate pre-snap issues. Okay, number one. Number two, let's get down and dirty in the run game. Let's run this in. You might not like it, but let's run the ball 30 to 40 times. Let's get that thing cracking, even if it's 2.8 yards a carry in the first half. That's what Denver did last week. They stayed at it. They ran the football. And in the fourth quarter, the last three series, their offense dominated the Eagles' defense. I think they were a little bit worn out. And that the body punches of the run game. And then if they want to go single high, which the Giants do a lot on third down, then let's attack their corner one-on-one with the best receivers in the league. So I just want to oversimplify it and getting this thing back to efficient. And I don't want to place blame on offensive coordinators or the turnover in the offensive line or new faces in new places. And I'm tired of it. What I want to see is an efficient offense. Simplified and coming off the ball, ready to go.
I think the big thing for tonight, Mike, and correct me if you disagree, but what are they trying to establish coming out of this game? Right, this the idea of trying to get the passing game going. Are we going to try to establish the running game? Are we healthy enough up front to establish the running game? My idea would be going in here trying to get Saquon going tonight. But I'm not sure if that's what the Eagles will look to do. I was just so caught off guard by last week's disjointed play selection from pass to run. I don't know from week to week how we're going to come into the game from a philosophy standpoint and try to implement our sort of will or impose our will on the team. What do you think they do tonight? You think they lean on the run game tonight, or are we still trying to figure out the passing game?
Well, that's what I just said. I'm with you 100%. That's what I mean by back to basics, run the ball 30 to 40 times. I think the Eagles have to start to establish this is who we are. We're efficient. We're tough. We can run the football on anybody. That's what they did last year, right? I mean, my concern is the Giants is going to look at this game very similarly to the way Denver did last week, which was like Denver said, okay, no turnovers. We're going to run the football, play good defense, get this thing in the fourth quarter, be really conservative. And that's what they did. In the last three offensive series, they dominated the Eagles' defense, and they won a football game. And that's how the Giants beat the Chargers in that first game started by Jackson Dart. They had 42 rushes. They were plus two turnover. They got it into the second half, and they won a football game they shouldn't have won against a better team. So I think that's how they're going to look at this, especially they don't have any healthy wideout. Like, the Giants probably shouldn't score 10 points tonight, right?
Yeah. And
so what that means is there's a margin for error offensively where I think it's time to establish an identity and just get physical, get tough, get downhill, and the pass game is secondary, is the way I think of it, Ike.
Well, and when you're talking about running 30 or 40 times, it's been limited, but every time, I'll give A.J. Dillon this. He goes straight ahead. There's no dancing behind the line with A.J. Dillon. And if you're worried about, if Saquon had a knee thing this week, if you're a little worried about Saquon and that, they have guys between Shipley and Dillon that you can split those. You want to give Saquon the majority of those. But I think if you just want to beat those guys over the head with the run, those are guys that you can put the ball in their hands and feel pretty decent about.
Yeah, no, and I agree. You can. And A.J. Dillon is a big, strong, downhill guy, and every time he's touched it, he's got positive yards. You also have, the variable of the quarterback in the run game. So 30 to 40 is nowhere near kind of a crazy number for the Eagles to come into today and just bang. And again, offensive linemen, and Ike, you can speak to this if you disagree, but offense, it's easier to block in the run game than it is in the pass game.
Yes.
And when you get those guys frothing at the mouth, like, we're coming downhill, I don't care if you have 12 in the box, we're coming downhill and we're going to knock you on your asses. That's what they like. That's what they want to do. And again, if it doesn't work for a little while, it's okay. Let's be patient and tough and physical and start to establish something, is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Mike, is there anything the Giants do well, that could cause, I imagine it will be on the defensive side of the ball. Is there anything the Giants do well that could cause issues for the Eagles tonight?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, number one, their defensive front is good, especially versus pass. I mean, they have four edge rushers that are quality. Four of them. Dexter Lawrence is on the inside. They've got some talent, size, physicality, athleticism up front. They also, I think, are feeling themselves a little bit in their run game offensively. You know, the Scataboo, the rookie fourth round pick who runs, with some friggin' energy,
yeah.
That's what they want to do. They want to run the ball with him. They don't want to face third and nine every time. They want to run the ball. Like I said, no turnovers. That's what worries me. They don't have Malik Nabers, one of the most explosive players in the league. They don't even have their number two, Darius Slayton. They're going to be in a lot of two and three tight ends. And it's just going to be kind of a 1976 game. Have fun.
Hi, Mike. Well, would love to. The thing you said about not worrying if the run game isn't working, that's what they did last year. We had a lot of slow starts offensively where they just kept running it and running it and running it. And then finally, one would pop off and the other team would just get exhausted and they'd end up, winning the ball game.
So they want to get the big run.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what happened to the Eagles defense last week, I believe. All those body blows. Sean Payton talked about it after the game, and it's getting closer and closer to Saquon. Saquon had a shoestring tackle. I thought he was clean to the third level last week, and a linebacker dove and just got his shoe. I mean, they're getting closer and closer to busting one, and that's what they need. It's like the Phillies coming out of the slump last night, and Schwarber hitting the ball like 1,000 feet, and it just opens up the door.
All right, Mike. Well, let's hope we see some of that tonight. We appreciate you as always, man. Thank you for the call, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, brother.
There he is, Mike Mayock.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how nice would tomorrow be if the Eagles score 30 and then the Phils score five?
Yeah.
Five, win, whatever, win the game. Who cares?
Just win. I don't care how many this
man, be a jubilation around the bars tomorrow. Come on, man.
Come on. We're going to need two shows. We're going to need an 8-hour show. Well, maybe not. 4 hours and 5 minutes.
I get the point, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
What's going on? What was more awkward last night, watching Harper trying to go from second to home on that weak fly ball in the outfield, or Ruben's weird coughing thing on his last question. Did you hear that?
Ruben.
Ruben Amaro Jr.?
Ruben Franks.
Oh.
Oh, this is a press conference.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, Gary, like, come on, man. Gary, what is that?
That
was 3 days ago.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
It was last night. What are you talking about?
What was last night?
Ruben Frank asked the question last
night. Frank or Ruben Amaro?
Yes, the question is Ruben Franks asked a question that sounded like he was like coughing up a bird.
Ruben Frank or Ruben Amaro?
Frank.
Not Franks.
Just come on, don't be
a Philly guy for no reason. Have some respect.
Dude, how are we supposed to know what Ruben Frank asked the press conference yesterday?
To who?
They played it 3 times to Topper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Ruben Frank was definitely asking
questions to Topper.
Yeah, there's no way.
What are you talking about, Gary?
All right, whatever. How about
Ruben Frank is not at the press conference.
The Eagles, man.
Yeah,
yes.
What are you talking about?
I don't care.
Oh, man. I said, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, Gary's call. It's just the jingle.
Poor me is coming out for old Gary.
Yeah.
You called me off guard. And,
come on.
You brought it up.
Well, yeah, this great joke.
I got to be more buttoned up. I got to be like Schwarber last night.
Yeah. The Bryce... You know, Bryce was out by 100 yards and also not a great slide. He got sent. They sent him on that one? That wasn't just him?
The one when he went home?
Yeah, at home. Yeah. I was told he got
sent.
There's
no way they sent him.
I would say probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was vibe checking himself.
Yeah, okay. No way. Then nobody sent him from second to third either.
Well, I tweeted out classic Bryce, and I was just, I was having fun all night last night being Mr. Positive Guy. I give a little classic Bryce, and I go, wow, he got sent. You know, the defenders were back.
You got checks. They got to stop checking your mentions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm trying to tell you that.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
I'm going to blame Dusty for that one.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect Dusty.
Yeah, he didn't even see whether he sent him or not.
I think he thinks about Spike while running the bases. Like, I'm going to get you here, Spike. You don't think I'm wrestling? You think I'm wrestling?
Well, especially when the other one worked out for him.
Oh, 100%. He always aura farms.
Yes.
Yeah. With his little moments.
Yep.
I love it.
Aura farming?
Yeah. You like that one? Yeah, I'm hip with the Gen Z.
With the Gen Z? Is okay.
Gary, do you have any other failure jokes for your call, or is that the only one?
I think Jack should stop glazing Bryce. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. That's what we do.
This one's turning around on me.
Well, see, Gary's in the corner. You see what happens when everybody gets in the corner?
I think you're thinking of Marcus Hayes. I believe Marcus Hayes had a coughing fit.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Marcus Hayes and Ruben Frank. They're the same.
I can see how you mix those two up.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, same guy.
Back me in the corner. I'm like the Phils. I come out swinging.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Thank you for the call. Complete failure.
Like Ruben Frank. He was calling him Ruben Frank.
Yeah, that's right. I thought he was talking about Bird's Huddle that came on after the postgame show last night.
That's why I'm like, what is he talking about? Birds.
Were we watching a Nick Sirianni press conference last night? Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Like right before, you know what I got to do before Phil's Dodgers game 3? Let me check what Sirianni says.
Yep. It's Thursday, so we have Fake Stats Connor for his his prop pick. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How's it going, guys? It's hell at work for me, but you know, I'm believing in the Phillies and the Eagles tonight. They're going to keep me working tonight, so right. I'm going to be
Hold
working
on.
Through the night.
Did he hit last week?
I don't remember.
I did. Went 2-0.
Okay.
All
okay.
right. You had okay. Jalen over 37.5 yard completion. Is that what
32
it was?
And a half.
It was 32 and a half.
Okay.
And Stafford at 36 and a half. Yep. Both cashed.
Yeah. And so. we were questioning you. We were like, all right, good luck, Connor.
Yeah.
And you got
2-0.
It.
All right. Went 2-0. We are 4-7. We're up about a unit. If tracking
no,
off.
No, don't. No more.
No more units.
Yeah.
No
I,
more.
I got reprimanded by the program director for letting you do that
wow,
whole thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I apologize. I do apologize.
Yep. So, all right. So, fake stacks counter. Connor is a prop bettor, and you were professional bettor at one point. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
professional bettor. And so, Connor's going to give us
two props
today. So, what do you got?
So, I got Saquon at 17.5 receiving yards. I like him. I still don't believe in the run game, especially with Landon Dickerson out. But six out of the last seven running backs have cashed their over. Receiving yard line against this Giants team, and three out of the last four starting running backs have both cashed their own line as well as have hit 20 yards or more. So I really think that wheel route from Saquon, which he's been running since college, is going to get them. So I really believe in the receiving yards. That's 17.5. For the weekend, I like Jalen Warren receiving yards at 18.5. Essentially, with the combination of Cleveland's run defense being so good and Aaron Rodgers being a check down king when it comes to his running backs, I like Jalen Warren to go over to cover his line. He's 3-for-3 on the year. He's coming back from an injury. He sat out a London game, and he's also 3 out of 4 versus Cleveland, his last four games versus Cleveland. So
Jalen Warren last year with Russell Wilson was a great check down guy. Yeah, he got those all the time. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So I really like both of those props. You can get them at pretty good odds, but that's about it.
All right. Wow. Look at fake stats, Connor. In and out.
Learning.
Learning.
Learning. Trying to do better. I take feedback.
That's good. That's good.
Great fake stats, Connor. So once again, you got Jalen Warren, I'm sorry, over
18.5
okay.
receiving yards, and Saquon over 17.5 receiving yards tonight.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, fake stats, Connor.
Two interesting Eagles things. N'Kobe Dean activated off of the pup
list.
There
we go. That's good news.
Curious to see how they use him. And then they did activate Gabe Hall, which
he's
a defensive tackle, which could be interesting for Jalen Carter with the heel situation.
Oh, right. Yeah. At least one more guy to rotate in and out.
I mean,
there.
Gabe Hall is about the least like defensive line sounding name of all time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought it was a damn baseball player. You said Gabe Hall. He sounded like a pitcher.
He sounds like Bill Hall, former Brewer.
I was thinking of Chad Hall.
I was thinking of Andy Hall.
Okay.
But Chad
That's
Hall,
Andy Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chad Hall is a former Delaware quarterback that was on.
Andy Hall?
No, it's Andy. Now you got me questioning it.
Mm.
You mean, was it H-U-L-L
That's
or H-A-L-L?
I thought it was H-U-L-L.
And hold on. Andy Hall was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 04 draft from Delaware.
Yeah, quarterback for me on my squad out of Delaware, right?
Yes. All right, my bad.
You're thinking of a defensive lineman, right?
No, but Chad Hall, also an Eagle.
There's an Andy Hall, though.
There is an Andy Hall.
Are we talking about Andy Warhol?
No, you idiot.
Andy Warhol.
You are.
He's a painter.
Well, Andy Hall is a singer, I guess. So not.
Oh, so
a,
we were wrong.
Not a football player.
Well, no, okay. Andy Hall. All right. So Andy Hall was on Ike's team.
Yes.
He was drafted in the sixth round out of Delaware.
Yes.
Chad
I remember
Hall
him.
Was a wide receiver.
Yes. So he was also on the Eagles, signed in 2010.
Yes. And that's why I thought Gabe Hall was a white wide receiver, because I thought about Chad Hall.
No, Andy Hall. No, Chad Hall and Riley Cooper.
They were boys.
They were tight.
Dude, I used to. So when Selleck used to own that bar on Chestnut Street.
879.
And then Prime Stash. We used to.
Yep.
They, Chad Hall and Riley Cooper, like.
They got around.
Yep.
I can't even tell the story.
You can't?
No. I'll tell part of it.
Okay.
The best thing. So we're at an event together. I'm not going to say what event it was.
Okay.
But I'm doing an appearance.
Okay.
The Eagles. This is back in. It had to be 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Because it was during the time they were still here together.
Yep.
So these two, I can tell they're getting ready after the event.
Oh, they had fun.
They were getting ready to go hang out.
Yeah.
So they had a couple of people with them, some friends. So as we're leaving out in the same area. We're parked in the same area. Leaving out the event. They must have gotten into, I don't even know what this car was, like a Sierra, Le Sabre or something.
Okay.
It had a laundry basket in the back with clothes in it.
That's got to be Chad Hall's car, because he wasn't even really on the team.
Bro.
He didn't make he was only on the preseason team.
I said, man, y'all couldn't even take the laundry basket out of the car, man. Yeah. Y'all got two girls here with y'all. Put the basket in the trunk, man.
I think Chad Hall lived out of his car, maybe.
I swear.
Just slept over at Riley Cooper's house. And maybe at Prime Stash sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget that, man. Yeah. I was like, man, what are y'all doing? Like, what are y'all doing? And the two girls that were with them, they just happy-go-lucky. They, you know, they didn't care.
Didn't know what they were getting into. Did not know what they were, It's so funny you remember that. When I would see them in Old City, they would always be together.
Always be together,
I never saw them separate.
Yeah, thick as thieves, man. Yeah.
Delegate the very early exciting whites.
I can just tell you, one of them, I don't know which one.
Yeah.
One of them was taking one for the team.
Oh. She probably sat next to the laundry basket.
Definitely one of them was taking one for the team. I could just tell one of y'all, I'm like, I don't know who's with who, but I know one of y'all taking one for the team.
Well, one guy was on the active roster and the other guy was
it's
not.
It's not hard to tell who was taking one for the team.
Yep. 215-592-9494. All right. Get back into the Phils next. Talk about Topper's big night last night. What a Topper's revenge. That's what
Topper's
I call it.
Topper's revenge.
Night.
I like that.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles on 94 WIP tonight. Eagles Giants. If you want to hear the Phillies versus the Dodgers, first pitch on 103.9 KYW News Radio and WPHT 1210 WPHT. You can hear Eagles here on 94 WIP. First pitch for the Phils 6:08. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck tonight. Experience a difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Who do you believe Chase Utley was rooting for last night? The Dodgers or the Phillies? 88.6% say the Phillies.
All right, yes. Yeah.
That is
just like I said.
Hope voter is what that was.
Yeah, you threw that one out there just to make sure.
Yeah.
Let's see how the old Q rating for Chase is going.
So what a big spot for Topper last night. I appreciate what he did in pulling Nola, because I think pulling Nola when he did opened him up more maybe to criticism.
Oh, for sure.
That even goes back to Kapler and pulling guys that are pitching well. If he's already pitching well, just the fact that he went in there with a plan and did it. And I think Nola looked positive after the game. Mm-hmm. I think there must be a mutual respect there for Nola to be okay with coming out of a playoff game after two scoreless innings in which he looked better probably than he's looked all year.
Yeah, and I'm sure, listen, that's a blow to your ego, but it seemed like it was communicated to him beforehand. I can appreciate that, because at least the athlete has the he has time to digest it. And then you didn't just catch him off guard with it to where he a knee jerk reaction, he's offended, and then maybe he's not as publicly supportive as he was after the game. But that's what you want to hear after the game. Those are legitimate questions asked to Nola, and I thought the answers were genuine. Mm-hmm. But I could still tell that, you know, listen, he knew he was pitching well, but it, again, what I took from it is that he knew it going into it. And then I love the fact that he verbally showed his support for how well Ranger pitched last night, because that's what a good teammate does. That's what a good teammate does. And he says, I'm here to do whatever they need me to do to help us win.
And listen, they're going to need him if they win the series.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows that.
Yep.
He's going to have to really start a game.
Yeah, I said it with that tone for you, Casty.
Yeah, exactly. I can actually tell that.
He could, I mean, not like you'd be primary, but you could use him in game five at this point, mm-hmm. Nola, right? I mean, if you need
him. You still could use him, yep, if you need him for any, you think, Fritz?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's never come out of the bullpen. I'd be surprised.
I mean, because theoretically could use Ranger again because it'd be a side day.
Okay.
So he would
throw that day anyway.
Yeah, they could use him.
I'd rather go to Ranger instead anyway.
Yeah. Ranger's a legend. And the odds of Ranger being a Philly next year, I think, are low.
Sure.
By the way,
the video or a photo was tweeted out. Ranger sitting there outside the dugout. Scott Boras right there. probably saying, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, listen, him pitching on that stage certainly raises his coin.
Yeah, I don't. If they expect Painter to be in the rotation next year, there's no spot for Ranger.
No, I agree with you. I agree with that.
Not that you don't make a spot for Ranger, but you don't spend all that money.
Yeah.
If you're already spending money on Nola and already spending money on Wheeler, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have the decision about Luzardo mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. next year, too.
Sanchez, mm-hmm. thankfully, is under that contract.
A good contract.
For now.
Yeah, for now. But that one's at least a couple of years down the road, which is nice.
They don't do renegotiations in baseball much, do they?
No, because the only thing you can do is an opt-out.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes, like, Manny Machado had an opt-out, and that's how he got another $300 million contract. Yeah, you never see it. You never see a renegotiation.
Yeah, they almost like, you signed a deal, you play for what it is.
But they are guaranteed money. So it works both ways.
Yes. It works both ways. I totally agree with that. It works both ways. I'm just wondering if Sanchez may be looking for some extra coins.
Listen, if Ron Acuna Jr. hadn't renegotiated his contract, then no one gets to renegotiate his contract.
Right.
10 years, $100 million.
How old is Sanchez, 29?
That's what his contract is.
Yeah. 10 years, $100 million.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's insane.
That's insane.
I know.
Now, the good part is, got paid $100 million.
Sure.
The bad part is,
he left about $250
$200 million. Yeah. He left about $5 out there.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you think he saw a Soto guy and was like, ah.
Yeah, like, oh, man.
Damn it. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly.
Oh.
Well, it's game day,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
You're
yes,
on WIP.
Sir.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Been waiting on you, Rios. Been waiting on you, big dog.
Man, what a beautiful night last night. And today is going to be freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. Last night, we found our purpose and zipped up our sacks. The first two games, even with the no-show manship of our top dogs, we could have still won. It shows that we really have a team that is nothing to F with, and we should really score drug the playoffs all the way to take it home to tip. Now, did our top dogs Teflon their sets? Are they ready to turn dead October into red October and to move forward with bloody October? We shall see. The King of Birds, America's symbol, Midnight Green, what's up? We've been through this before. All the bonchinchin, that's gossip in Spanish. All the nut-ass Lifetime Network drama. All that way-to-excel stuff. We better than that. Can't nobody F with us but ourselves. We can only sabotage ourselves. Now let's stop the internal bleeding, detoxify ourselves from all the negative energy. We got the blueprints. We know how to get through adversity. We are the juggernauts of the NFL, and the league is hoping for our downfall. What are y'all going to do? Get the sucker itch out your system. Nick Sirianni, it's time to find your marbles and keep them there. You're a damn Super Bowl winning coach. It's your job to have them ready and not be cute with your play calling. Don't you, Rob Thompson, think I'm going to leave you out? Leave all the dumb thinking away from our past. Now it's time for us to come together collectively. One team. Philly knock them out like we're unseen. One city, always freaking gritty with never showing any pity. One dream, champs, rules, everything around us. Philly fiends, it's all about the city, damn it. I told y'all, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Deal with precision, everything is calculated. We control and we do what we want to do. We're the puppet masters. We pull the strings. We strong arm and dictate the NFL and the MLB. And we're proud of it. Collectively, we are soldiers of devastation. Come into your city with catastrophic infiltration. Blue, shoot up. Bubble intercourse penetration. Don't be mad at us. We were chosen. You can step out our way like some gentlemen, or we can make your life hell with some gangster-ish. We want the world and everything in it. We control our destiny. We are destined to bleep anything up that's standing in our way. Bloody October, Midnight Green, mix that up, a weapon of mass destruction. Tonight, all weapons are deployed. Give them hell, gentlemen. Go Fields, go Birds, and Rios for North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major of Philly. The time is now. Let the bodies hit the floor. Peace.
Wow. There are a lot of one-liners in there.
There's a lot in there today.
Yeah, he didn't even do the Conklin hello.
Yeah. Do you think that Tornado Shapiro and Rios need to do a almost like a battle rap thing?
That wouldn't be bad.
You know?
I don't know how much Rios laughs, though.
Yeah, well, they're both, you know, they both have different styles.
Yes.
You know?
Woo!
That was something else. That was something else.
Did he say blue chewed up?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said a lot of things in there. I actually might go transcribe that. I think I might need to. Oh, and by the way, thanks to the listener, the WIP listener, I said I wanted that Bryce Harper quote from about his wife on a T-shirt.
I saw that tweet.
The guy put it on
he
a T-shirt,
put it on a T-shirt,
and he offered to send me one. He said, "There's only one. I'll make another one for you." So I got to give him the address. So
oh man,
215-592-9494.
What a day.
Speaking of addresses, you want an address down the shore that is yours. You live in this area. You probably grew up going down the shore. Now that you're a grown-up, you go down the shore as well. You take your family down there. You go online and you find a place to rent for thousands of dollars for a week. That's you want your own place. Adam Kasabi is the realtor, the for a long time, the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, and now the realtor that's going to get you into your beach home at the Delaware beaches. How do you spell Kasabi? Just in case you want to know, it's K-S-E-B-E. What does he do? He knows every corner of the Delaware beaches. He knows Rehoboth. He knows Lewis. He knows Bethany. He knows Dewey, wherever you want to be. And if you think buying a shore home is too tough, it's too competitive, you know, you've tried to bid before, you got outbid, Kasabi's the guy that can help you figure it out. If you've never been to the Delaware beaches, I tell you one thing. It's a good hang, but also property taxes super low. Jersey Shore, highest tax nationwide. When you're ready to get your own place, charge people to stay in your place, and then you have a place to go with your family and your friends, Kasabi's the guy out of Long and Foster, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him on his direct cell, 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. So, as we normally do on Eagles, on our Eagles preparation shows, but now it is an Eagles and Phillies preparation show, mm-hmm. We have Rios, and then we have the other end of the Philly passion. That is Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
No way, yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, it's Yo Spice, Yo Jack. Big postseason baloney business, baby.
Yeah, it is postseason baloney.
Love it.
A lot of baloney from the Phils last night, buddy boy.
What can I say? The best of times is the baloney times. Listen, games 1 and 2, most certainly not baloney time.
No.
Most certainly not baloney time.
No.
Last night, baloney time. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And tonight is going to be double baloney time.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then game 5, triple baloney time.
Triple baloney. But before we get to whatever harebrained idea you have this week, how is the setup at Tommy Down the Shore's house with both games going on at the same time?
I got two different televisions. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can't do the like split screen kind of thing. I'm not even sure if you can do that.
Okay.
I have two different screens and eating some nacho cheese chips, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And having some blueberry sandwiches and some root beer, you know what I mean? And
wow, root beer too.
Yeah, match made in heaven.
That's right. Yeah. Delicious. That's it. That's it all night long, baby.
Just tooting up a storm.
Yeah, well.
That's right.
Yeah, as long as it's your own.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what do you got going on, Tom?
Well, listen, you guys remember I had this idea last season. It's called the Baloney's, right? They're like a lovable a deli meat cartoon family. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes, I do remember that.
And the ultimate goal is that each of us, we're going to have lots of different characters, right? And we'll each do several different voices. Like, I believe, Jack, you were interested in doing Uncle Gary Gabagool, right?
Every day, yep.
Yep, Jack's
That's
a big
right.
Gabagool guy.
That's right. That's right. So I was thinking, because if it's going to be a proper program, right, there's going to be lots of different episodes, right? You got to have more characters than just the core Filoni family, right?
Yes,
so most recently, I've been coming up with all these different ideas for different characters. I'd love to share a few of these new ideas with you guys. This is making progress on this program. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. This is sort of like the Marvel universe. This is the extended Filoni universe.
Oh,
that's
wow.
right. That's yeah. right. You guys remember correctly, the core... The Baloney's themselves are Papa Prosciutto. He's the father. You know what I mean?
Yep. Of course.
Mama Mortadella. She's the mother. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mortadella?
Mortadella.
Mortadella. Mortadella. Then you got Tommy Salami. He's the son. He's loosely based on me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And And then you got Cindy Superstar. She's the daughter. And you got Baby Baloney. He's the baby.
Oh, really?
Okay, shocker.
That's right. That's why I call him Baby Baloney.
Okay.
And then, and of course, everyone's favorite Uncle Gary Gabagool.
Yes.
But then you got, these are the new, I'll just introduce a few of these new characters for you. First, you got Paulie Provolone, right? He's a cheese. He's a cheese.
What is it?
Paulie Provolone.
Oh, Paulie.
Paulie.
Paulie Provolone, right? And he's Cindy Superstar's boyfriend. He's a star athlete, right? He's a great football player. Picture like a cartoon Provolone making an amazing catch in the end zone. Can you picture that?
Does he have arms?
All these characters have human-like features. You know
okay,
what I mean?
All right. So he's a Provolone, but has arms and legs.
That's right. There's meat, there's cheeses, there's vegetables, you know what I mean?
Okay.
There's condiments, but they're all kind of cartoons. They got human-like features. For example, another one is you got Timmy Tomato. He's a tomato. You know what I mean? He's a vegetable. You know what I mean? And everybody loves him. He's a lovable cartoon tomato. He owns a clothing store, right? So in one episode, all the kids get real excited because they're getting ready to go to school and they need new clothes. And they go to Timmy Tomato to get their new clothes. You know what I mean? That's one episode.
Wow.
Then you got my personal favorite, Gorgon Gorgonzola. Gordon Gorgonzola. Say that five times.
Please. Wait, it's Gorgon Gorgonzola or
Gordon?
Gordon Gorgonzola.
Gordon Gorgonzola.
Okay.
He's a cheese. Okay. He's a cheese. You know what
well,
I mean?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's a cheese, but he's also a brilliant legal mind. He's an attorney. You know what I mean? And there's one episode where Papa Prosciutto has some legal issues, so Gordon Gorgonzola helps him navigate these difficult times. You know what I mean? And the list goes on and on and on, but this is like a cartoon utopia. You know what I mean? Cartoon utopia. I'm going to keep coming up with characters. Eventually, if we get this thing rocking, we're each going to have to do like 5-6 different voices. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I'm ready for it. I got plenty of free time.
This is something we could do. It wouldn't be that difficult. You know what I mean?
No, I like the extended characters.
That's right. It can't just be lots of different episodes. You got to feature different characters, not just the core members. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And of course, every cartoon needs a theme song, right? So I came up with a quick little Baloney theme I'd love to share with you guys right now.
How much time do you have on your hands?
Lots of time, Jack. Nothing but time. That's all I got.
Let's hear the Baloney's theme song.
Here we go. Meet the Baloney's, meet the Baloney's, your favorite Scary Meat family. Meet the Baloney's, meet the Baloney's, meat and cheeses and veggies. Meet the Baloney's. At the end, all the characters come together in unison. They say, meet the Baloney. And then the episode starts.
Oh, my God. We're trying to win a ball game tonight, Tommy. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, we hit a new stupid level today. I love it. So,
that's right. Stupid is what I do, Spike.
Yep. So we have two big games tonight, if we're not counting the Flyboys. We have the Phils first pitch at 6:08. Phil's Dodgers. We also have Eagles Giants. Can we get your feeling on both games?
For the Phils, look, this is a turning point. Right? We got Sanchez pitching, the bats are surging. I kind of feel like the pressure's off a little bit. You know what I mean? And just win two games. That's all we got to do. Win tonight. You know what I mean? Take it to the bank. Bring home the bacon. Bring home the bologna. Bring home the salami. Whatever kind of deli meat we got to bring home. You know what I mean? And I think tonight's game's going to be a little closer.
Okay.
A little closer. I'm going 5-2 Phils on this one.
Bro,
I like
take 5-2.
I'll take a 5-2.
I would take 5-2 back to the bank on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
now,
right.
Now, what about the Birds against the Giants up there at MetLife Stadium?
Well, this game, I think, because the offense is struggling a little bit. There's no sugarcoating it, right? There's no sugarcoating this.
Yep.
Offense is struggling. This is the perfect confidence booster for us. You know what I mean? Confidence boost because we need that. The Giants completely stink, don't they? They're a terrible team, right?
Yep.
Of course.
This is going to be demolition derby, I think. This is going to be a confidence boosting game. We're going to get our rhythm going. I'm going 38-14 Birds.
Wow.
38-14. That's big.
That's right.
All right. Well, good luck with the nachos, bologna sandwiches, root beer, and farting tonight, Tommy.
Man.
Yep.
Hope you're watching it by yourself.
That's right. I'll be doing them. Yeah, I might have a couple friends over, but even if I'm by myself, I can do all those things. Whether it's root beer, nachos, sandwiches, and farting. Those are all good things. You know what I mean? You got to let it loose. Sometimes in life, you got to let it loose. You know what I mean?
All right, Tommy. Well, thank you as always, brother.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I will talk to you next week. Go, Phils. Go, Birds. I'm over and 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 over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Holy moly.
I don't know if I've ever asked him. Maybe I have.
Yeah.
But I got to talk to him about frying bologna.
Oh, frying bologna.
Yeah, does he fry the bologna? Is he in on that?
He's got to be in on fried bologna.
Okay. All right.
Back in my non-vegan days, fried bologna is...
Fried bologna sandwich. Bologna and cheese. Fried bologna and cheese. Man.
Oh, come on.
Toast. Man.
Good. By the way...
Good eating.
Bryce Harper did get the go sign from Dusty, thanks to Rich, who texted me that. So
nice.
Now, whether he saw the go sign, he was going either way, I think, but...
Dusty's just like, all right.
Yeah, he might as well. He's going to do it anyway. You know? Jack, what do we have coming up at the top? Oh, before, top five. In the 5 o'clock hour,
yes,
we do have a pair of tickets to give away. Now, you cannot just call to win the tickets. Everyone who calls with their normal WIP call will be registered. But how about this? Tuesday at the TLA, right there on South Street, you can get a pair of tickets to Allen Iverson, The Misunderstood Book Tour, which is Tuesday night at the TLA. Each ticket, you get a copy of AI's new book. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com, but we will have a pair of tickets for you to go see AI at the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour Tuesday, October 14th at the TLA. Everyone who does a normal WIP call will be registered. No calling just to win the tickets, just normal WIP calls. Jack, what do you have for the top five of five?
Biggest questions off of last night.
Biggest questions? Oh.
Surrounding the Phillies, I'm imagining?
Well, we'll see.
Oh, okay.
You see his look. And we're pretty much going full steam ahead on Phils for the rest of the show because first pitch is at 6:08. And I want to let Pransky and Stockler know, since we'll be in the car for the first 2.5 innings, lock in. That's all I'm saying. Lock in. I'm going to need every nook and cranny of detail. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.